It was the most virulent, deadly viral outbreak the world had ever seen. When the affliction began to finally relent, two-thirds of the planet's population were gone. 4.2 billion people. What followed was a complete collapse of society as we knew it, and those that remained behind had to learn to survive in the wasteland of moral degradation. But even in the darkest of times, there are moments that ignite the spark of hope.
And that was it for me. Girl like that only ever comes along once in a lifetime, you know. Full house.
Son of a bitch.
That's three hands in a row. Are you palming, counting cards? What are you doing?
I told you guys already. You have tells.
It's no wonder Alan and Doc don't want to play anymore. Give me the deck. I'm going to shuffle this deck so hard that no one's getting a good hand.
Okay, so now that you all know about how I made a complete ass of myself to get Abby to fall for me, how'd you guys manage? Fox, how'd you meet Jamie and get her to fall for you?
What? No, Jamie, look, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. How'd you meet her?
Well, she showed up not long after Kate did. In fact, you want a story? Kate actually tried to kill Cohen when they first met.
What?
She nearly succeeded, too.
All right, let's hear it. Come on, Dish.
A lot like that game. Okay, yeah, we don't have power suits and all, but every time we go out, we have to be on the lookout for crazed mutants who want to kill us, right? Maybe I should figure out how to make us all Pit Boys or something. That'd be really handy.
Whatever you say, Shakes. Step back.
That never gets old.
Stick with me and one day you'll be able to do it too.
Yeah, right. I'll check the kitchen.
I got the garage.
There was no garage.
Well, I guess I'm done then. What's taking you so long?
Very funny.
Go on. I'll take the bathroom and the bedrooms.
Cohen! Cohen, check this out.
What's up?
Anything seems suspicious here to you?
Not really. Looks to me like someone cleaned out the cupboards before we could. There wasn't anything in the bathroom either, so someone managed to clean this place out and...
went into the basement?
What?
Are you blind? Look, there's practically a trail of crumbs and what I hope is dried ketchup leading to the door.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Good eye, buddy.
What are you doing? Wouldn't it be better to leave it alone? There could be ghouls down there.
Yeah, there could be. There could also be someone who really needs our help down there. So, it's our duty to check.
And what do we do if they don't want our help? Or it's, you know...
Then, I'm really glad you're here to have my back. Door's locked.
Not for long. Ow!
That was adorable, buddy!
Shut up. Man, how do you do it?
Like this?
Sincerely, that is the coolest thing you do.
Quiet. Hello? Hey, sorry about the door. Is everything okay? Do you need help?
Maybe they're dead.
Get your sidearm out and stay here. Please don't shoot until you know for sure it isn't me coming up. Hello? Hey, we don't mean any harm here. We just wanna...
Ah! Get away from me!
Whoa, hey, watch it!
Get back! I'll kill you, I swear, I'll kill you!
Hey, hey, I'm not here to hurt you!
Get back! You're not gonna lay a finger on me, you disgusting pervert!
Pervert? Will you stop swinging that thing? I'm not here to...
Yeah!
Okay, enough!
Get me.
You need to calm the hell down. Now, I am not here to hurt you.
You're freaking crushing me. Get off of me.
I don't think so. You're gonna stay there until I'm sure you're not gonna hurt me or yourself. If you calm down and promise to not go all Xena Warrior Princess on me, then I will let you up.
If you do, I will put that axe right through your chest, I swear.
Then I'm definitely not letting you up. Is there anyone else here? Should I be expecting someone to come out and finish what you started here?
Get off of me!
Not until you calm down! promise not to try to kill me. This doesn't have to be as difficult as you're making it. We can start with you telling me your name.
Please just let me go.
When you start cooperating and calm down, what's your name?
Fine. You win. Kate. My name is Kate.
All right. See? That wasn't so hard. Now, I'm sorry. We didn't know anyone was in here. We were just looking for supplies for our camp. We weren't here to hurt you or anyone else. Now, I'm going to let you up. But if you try and attack me again, it is back to the ground, okay?
Fine. Just get off me.
Okay. Is that better? Are you all right?
I'm fine. Who are you? Why are you here?
My name's Cohen, and we're just survivors like you.
What's with the desert camo? Are you one of those survivalist crazies?
Yes and no. Are you here alone?
I was, and now you're here, and you're really starting to irritate me. Are you incapable of giving a straight answer?
You're right. I'm being vague on purpose here, but only because I don't know you. I mean, you just tried to take my head off with that axe of yours, but I get it. It's been crazy out here, and I've given you no reason to relax yet. So, again, my name's Matt Cohen, and I'm Army Special Forces.
Is it over? Are you here to rescue all of us?
I'm not here to... Wait. All of who? Are there more people here?
No, I meant like all of us. Everyone who's survived so far. I've been on my own for a while, mostly going to different houses when I need food. I don't stay in one place too long because I don't want one of those things to... They got my friend a few months ago, and I've been by myself since.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't know how, but I've managed to stay alive this long.
I can see that, but... And don't take this the wrong way, but you really look horrible.
I didn't ask for your opinion on my looks. And you still haven't told me if it's all over. Why is the army here?
If you mean the virus, I don't know. I was on leave when it erupted here, and things kind of fell apart fast. I was helping the local National Guard, and we got ambushed by some of those survivalist crazies you were talking about earlier. After that, it doesn't matter now. But that's not important right now. Kate, you look like you haven't slept in a while, and clearly you haven't had a decent meal in some time. Be honest, how long since you ate properly?
I can't remember.
That's what I thought. Look, we've got a safe house with plenty of room and loads of food. If you'd like to come back with us, we can get you checked out by a doctor and fed and even give you a bed. You'd be safe. And
do I look stupid? You think I'm just going to follow?
Whoa! Hey! Whatever you're thinking, it isn't like that. We're just good people pulling together. If you don't like it, you can leave. Just come see it first before you judge. I swear you'll be safe there.
I don't know. I've heard stories about people being taken.
It can't be any worse than hiding out in a smelly basement waiting for the ghouls to find you.
And I can leave anytime I want?
Anytime. We'll probably even give you some supplies to take with you.
Cohen, right?
That's me.
Can I have my axe back?
How about I hold on to it until you decide if you want to stay or not? Call me paranoid, but I just don't want you hurting me or any of my people. Is that fair?
I suppose so. But I'm a little short on trust at the moment.
I can understand that. But it's a two-way street here, so I promise I will do my best to inspire trust in you, as long as you try to keep an open mind.
I guess I don't have much of a choice here.
You always have a choice. Come on, I'll go first. My friend up there is a bit on the twitchy side.
Okay.
Shakes! I'm coming up! You can holster your weapon!
You all right?
I am, and I'm bringing a friend.
We're friends now?
Neither of us killed each other. I think that's a pretty good start, don't you?
So when did you start feeling attracted to her?
About a second after that initial axe swing, I'm telling you, you have not lived until you've been with a warrior woman. There is nothing sexier. Plus, have you seen her legs and where her legs meet her back? Just that, you know, that whole area and above it.
Yeah, okay, we get it. You like her body. Call.
Suck it, Wheeler. The re-aces.
Man, nicely done, Cohen. But royal flush.
God, how are you doing it?